You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, here we go. Super Crosstalk time. It is the Monday of Mandy's Mayhem. And Scott Kaplan is here. Cappy. Sedano is here.
Yep.
It was a fun night Friday night.
It was.
And they put on a great show. It was an effort.
I mean, really effort Friday. I mean, a lot of efforts.
Big Friday.
Exactly. A lot of efforts on that Friday.
Who dropped the first F-bomb?
Well,
must have been Morales.
It was Chris, for sure.
Yeah, I think it was Morales.
Yeah.
Then I felt like I needed to make up for it, so I threw like 37
you
of them.
You did a number, and then I threw one in because I thought, hey, I want to be part of the F-club.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Well, now you're in. Let me join the F-bomb club. Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, I haven't heard a lot of talk today about outfits.
Mm.
Has there been a lot of talk?
I feel like Mason's Rat Pack look was really
good. Yeah, I thought Mace was the best dressed guy there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought very Liberace.
There you go. Somebody said it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Liberace.
Exactly.
Yes.
Liberace.
Right.
It was very stylish. Yeah.
It was very schmaltzy.
But we only do that joke a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't get too comfortable.
Don't get too comfortable with that. Like, I know it's there. I know the joke is there. Yeah. And I yeah. Morales, I encourage
him
to
I'm too young
make
for Liberace.
You did
sorry.
Too. Yeah. He was.
No, I know who he is.
Very flamboyant.
Called him Liberace.
Liberace.
Flamboyant he was. Flamboyant. So, what was that moment?
There's a great piece, though. There's a great video of you and me standing back to back.
Oh, my God, I've got that.
You're in
Have
the
you
Liberace. No, I can't figure out how to do it. There's like, I think I found it on Twitter in some album, and then I couldn't figure out how to actually get it saved on my phone. So, John, Mace and I, before the whole event started, went on that like round 360 slow-mo camera
thing. Yeah, I saw it. I never went over there.
And we're back to back. He's in his Liberace costume, and I'm in my Sunday Swagger suit. And we're
on the 360,
That was awesome. Got to put that out somewhere. I don't know where.
And you have a championship belt going. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, it worked.
That was a cool deal.
I don't know. I didn't know what to expect, George, but it exceeded my expectations. Whatever they were.
Totally agree. For as much grief as
I didn't know.
For as much grief as I give Christopher all the time, I feel like he did a great job, kind of being the ringleader there. And obviously, Briones. I mean, dude, like I'm not even joking. Like this is. I knew you were good at your job because we've had conversations about the stuff you do. And I mean, like your real job, not this thing you do with these two clowns. But now we see, like, people really see your talent. It was incredible. Same thing for
Gracias.
Tommy
you.
And Carlo and Janice and everyone else. The interns did a great job. Everyone really did a fantastic job. And then, you know, everyone was a pretty good sport about it, except the morning show.
Well, they did get completely shut out.
They got completely shut out.
Well, I mean, but there's a difference.
They were the Eddie Murphy of the Mandy's. They got nominated and didn't win anything, and that was basically what you heard this morning was Eddie walking out.
Normally, I don't believe in beefing down, but it was so over the top today.
I guess I had it on the background. I didn't hear
something.
All the...
I'm going to hear... Somebody just tweeted us what Emily was saying. Hold on. I'll see if I can play it on my phone. Hold on.
I think Emily's sister wanted to fight us.
Yeah, wanted to fight us.
Yeah, I got more tweets about what Emily said and Travis than I did anything else.
Yeah, right. Hold on. I can play this off my phone, I think.
Okay.
So I have some feelings about Ask Slay Losing. I think that it clearly is the most
unique
and the best segment on this air. So Radio Tinder is exactly the same thing as Factor Cap. Can we just say that? It's the same thing, choosing left or right. It's the same thing. So why is Factor Cap not it?
And then,
I have one more thing to say. It's the same segment that's also on a national radio show that started before she did.
No, it's not.
It's not unique.
Can I say this? This is not a good look for us.
No.
So, it's not a good look for us.
I'm angry.
So Slee knew.
Slee was terrified.
Slee knows. He's
upset at the player who won.
You're right. That's not a good look. Yes,
somebody,
we can.
Somebody's got to take it. Take the L. We took the L.
So, Mace, you and I...
Yes.
Particularly have had our run-ins in the past. Well, actually, we only had one real run-in. And it was big. And I apologize to you because I felt like I went over the top. So I feel like I'm perfectly qualified to have this conversation with anyone.
Yeah.
Because, I've been in it with you.
Yes.
And I just felt like when I was listening, I get it. You know, Beto made a comment the other day when he was filling in for Cap about, oh, I'm going to vote for Greg for producer of the year. And then Lindsay Hungarian Heat over there went at him.
Yeah, I heard a Hungarian Heat chant at the Mandy's, which I like.
Went at him.
Time out. I didn't say anything bad about Greg. I expressed my confidence in myself, which is not a shot at Greg.
Correct.
Me being confident in myself is not a shot at Greg.
But wait. So, and it was literally 2 minutes. If you have no other content for your show today other than to rip on Lindsay, that's on you, man.
I've never...
As a producer and as hosts and whoever's involved, I mean, look, Sliwa and Taylor never said a word, I feel like, but... And Sliwa, as you heard, was bagging. I was just disappointed in Travis and Emily today.
I want to defend. It was not Sliwa who seemed to take it much better than Travis did.
I just think it's bullcrap that your entire show is literally just pounding on Lindsay.
Am I the only one who has never seen this side of Emily?
Yeah, when did Emily get so mean?
I don't know. But all I'm saying is, like, you know, come up with something else to talk about on the show today.
Okay. No, we're all doing Mandy's, but be a good sport about it.
This is fun. We're like, yeah, you won this, you won that. Like, this is a fun thing. This is no time to, like, get nasty and take personal shots at people. Like, you know, you banter back and forth about people winning. Oh, we should have won, blah, blah, blah. But then you start getting personal, and, like, I feel like that's, you know, it's a little bit much.
I feel like they crossed the line with Lindsay doing it. Well, and everybody who was involved on that show today, outside of Taylor and Sliwa, I felt like, it was a little too pointed, and it was pointed for too long, is what I would say.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I think we can get past this, can't we?
I mean, not for our show.
Now it's 3 hours on them.
I think it was a great night on
today.
3 hours on Emily?
Being losers.
There you go. There you go.
Still a great night.
I like it. By the way, Sliwa, I don't know if you know this, takes the joking really well. So, feel free to.
Well, that's why I removed him. I don't want any issues with Sliwa.
Uh-oh.
Wait a second here.
Hold on. Red carpet host
Clinton Yates.
Yes, television.
The big CY in the studio.
Who gave the greatest honor to those of us who wanted it the most when he anointed us all honorary members of the Handsome Man
community.
That was bestowed upon everyone.
Yes. All right. Well, Clinton, before you weigh in, did you agree with me? Now, before Mason ever arrived, I told you,
yes,
Mason is the best. Is going to be the best-dressed guy here. Did that hold up?
It held up not just because it was the flashiest, but it was legitimately appropriate for the venue. That's the kind of thing that's not easy to pull off. A lot of guys were pulling recycled groomsmen suits, maybe something they had found for the Derby. This was specifically for the event. And it knocked him down.
And Mace, your designer again was?
Amasone.
Yeah, Jeffrey from the Jeffrey line.
Jeffrey from
Amasone
designed that. And the beautiful thing about working with Amasone is that you usually get your fashion gear within 48 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes 24.
Sometimes 24.
Yeah. Sometimes 24. Clinton, your take on the Mandy's is what?
Unbelievable event. I mean, I've done radio for a while. I've done a lot of goofy stuff. I've gone to a lot of crappy parties with a lot of annoying people. This was nothing of the sort. Everybody who works here, everybody who works at the place that we're at, Quiet Cannon, like, I was really impressed with the overall professionalism of the function. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, these things can get loose really quickly. And that did not happen.
No, people behaved themselves. Yeah. I thought really well.
Well, I also thought you got to put on a show, right?
We did
a really good job of putting on a show.
Except
everybody.
when Greg and Lindsay went up there, I heard you guys.
Oh
talk
my
about
god, that was
what
just,
was that all
that
about?
Was just
like when you and Lindsay.
Dead
here's
segment.
The one thing I'm going to get on you guys about, and you're going to be involved here. What the hell was that thing you and Greg were doing about Ireland? Hold on. Brianna's got something.
You guys wasted my graphic there.
Oh, no, it's terrible. It did not work, like, in the slightest.
I was
None
told
it
about it, like, 3 days
That's
ahead of
a
time.
Lie. It was, like, 3 weeks ahead of time. We talked about it.
No. You
it's
told
okay.
me about it,
okay.
like, Monday.
Well, you guys are going to have to worry about it, because I'm not making the show next time.
That was just terrible. It did not work.
What were you actually going for? What were the
Greg was talking way too fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to actually...
It wasn't my idea, and all I did was just come up with a story and then tell it. That's all.
So
wait, you weren't reading it from a card?
No, I mean mine was yes, because I couldn't, you know, I was nervous about, like, you know, misspeaking or something like that. So I came up with an antidote to add to Greg's idea.
Yeah, now this you deserve us to rip you for, you guys. What Travis and Emily did this morning, that's bullcrap.
Listen, I asked if we could just cut this. I said, can't we, like, cut this for time or something? Like, do we really need to do this?
Your instincts were good. Yeah, your instincts,
yeah,
were,
your instincts were right on that, Lindsay.
You should have swiped left on that one.
Yeah, should have swiped left.
Lindsay, were you more surprised that you won for Radio Tinder or Producer of the Year, or not surprised for either?
I was not surprised for either.
No. Hmm. Radio Tinder was the highest rated segment in your show when she was your producer.
That's what I was
and it was on two shows,
right. And I've been doing it for like 2 years.
Right.
I don't see why everyone's so surprised and calling it an upset.
By the way, I don't think anybody's really that surprised. It was either going to be Ask Slee or Radio Tinder.
I mean, Ask Slee's really? Like the same five people every time.
I voted for Game of Games.
Oh.
Well, okay. Before we get onto those pops, I do want to ask you guys quickly. What happened in Ask Slee was interesting.
Yeah.
There was a proposal.
Oh, yeah.
Did you find that slightly
So they're going to do that every day on their show so make it interesting?
Oh.
The proposals? Interesting?
Yeah. Really? Daily? Yeah. Daily proposals?
I'm just curious.
All right, I am here.
Is Travis going to become a minister now so we can make that happen every day?
For the people who can't see George, he's got the kind of irked face going. I know the face where he's slightly miffed as opposed to joking.
Clinton, I actually thought that proposal kind of worked.
Yeah.
But
I was also in the bathroom with Amanda. I caught the end of it, too.
Which is funny that Amanda went and said this morning that, I was surprised, too, that Radio Tinder won because I thought that Ask Slee should have won. And then she went on to tell the story about how she missed the proposal.
Because she
went to the bathroom. She said, I thought that was a good time to leave when Ask Slee, when they were doing Ask Slee Live.
I have three friends, all female, Amanda being one of them, who hate public proposals in general.
Yeah.
Lindsay, where are you on public proposals?
I mean, if the woman that he proposed to is also a fan of the shows and the station and stuff,
I kind of thought it worked.
You know?
Yeah.
I kind of thought it worked.
And he set it up well with the timing. He actually asked Slee a question and then actually popped the question. He didn't just break protocol for the game and just pop the question. I thought that was very well done by Crypto
Ray. Oh, it was Crypto Ray. That's who it was?
Yeah.
Trying to make sure I knew who.
No, but there were a lot of
fun
moments, man.
By the way, shout out to the community
on
Twitter.
Dude, bro.
Yeah. The Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust.
Well, they showed up.
They were all over. I mean, listen, we won because of them.
Right.
And we won 6 awards. As you know, I put up the Michael Jordan GIF
on
Twitter.
Yes, that was strong.
But also keeping us abreast of all the shenanigans, let's call it, from this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought one of the cool parts about this, too, I just want to say this while we're all here, is that in the community, some of the people came up and said, hey, I didn't really have the confidence to talk to you guys. It was kind of an intimidating environment. And there was a lot of love shown there between, hey, next time we do this, come on up and say hello. And a lot of listeners have commented on the approachability of a lot of people. And I thought that really carried the environment throughout the entire course.
I don't think there was ever an event where I did more pictures than I did at that one.
Me too.
It was crazy. And it's awesome. And I loved everybody's fantastic. And people are...
They were like afraid to ask in some cases.
Yes.
Like, they were very respectful, which I thought was nice. Yeah. But you don't have to be afraid. Like, there were people who were like, sheepish about it.
Mr. Sedano?
Yeah.
Can I have a picture with you, Mr. Sedano?
Sure, buddy. Let's do it. Let's go.
There was a lot of that. There was definitely a lot of that. But I thought that was a cool side of the...
Love Boat? Can I have a picture? Happy...
Oh my God!
Were you really going to give the award to Mason though?
I was.
No, you weren't.
I voted for Mason.
Nah.
I voted for Mason. Most of the year.
True story.
Yeah.
Tyler Anderson had that almost no hitter.
Yes.
The other day.
Yes. Yes.
Cappy posted on Twitter, "What a cool ovation!" To which I responded under and said, this will be you when you beat Mason for host of the year.
You know,
on June 15th, I tweeted that.
Right. So did you hear my?
At one point, I looked at Bergman in the middle of the night and said, I think Cappy's going to win.
Well, you know,
George, did you hear my observation from earlier in the show today?
No, go ahead.
I honestly believe that Mason has zero problem losing host of the year to Cap. If he would have lost to me or you, his head would have exploded. Travis would say, Cap, he kind of considers equally
goofy. You were still in
goofy.
Shock, though, I feel like, a little bit.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because they mic'd me up and put a camera right in front of me.
That's a total head
fake. So I just assumed I was going to win.
That's such a head fake.
That somebody knew.
I love that.
But I mean, John's right. I mean, if there was nobody else on the, if I wasn't on the board, I'd vote for Cap.
So here's the deal. So we won like the first 4 awards, I think.
Yeah,
right?
You piled them up.
So early. We started off like we jumped out early. And at one point, Laura, Lindsay, and Cappy and I, I alerted Cappy, Laura and Lindsay and I, and then Cappy eventually looked over and Bergman was sweating bullets because he was thinking about, oh my God, what if we're the show that gets shut out? Mason and Ireland are going to blame me. I'm going to take the brunt of all
of this. That's true, by the way, Greg. We would have blamed you.
You looked like, Lauren Lindsay last week when they had the bad Starbucks and they were like throwing up and
I had the
bubble
guts?
All sorts of stuff. You had that look on your face. True or untrue, Laura, we looked at Greg and he was sweating. Be honest now.
That's true. He was.
Yes. Lindsay?
I was laughing. I jumped up when Cap won. I jumped up so excited.
No, no, no. When it was just I was 4-0 us to everyone else.
Oh, when it was your table had all
your
the awards.
Your table was literally running out of room to fit Mandy
Bergman's
awards on.
Face, he was just like, he was thinking in his head, like, oh no, what if we're the one that gets shut out? Oh my God, I'm taking this. All the heat is mine.
Yeah, you would have been bagging on us today.
So there was
we would have gone the full Emily.
But okay.
Is that what we're gonna call it?
Yeah,
now?
The full
From
Emily.
Now on, all right. To this day forward.
Hey, can I give
June 27th, 4:10, we now call it the full Emily.
The full Emily. If you're out of control,
pretty strong stuff. Yeah. I was surprised.
Can I do a shout out for Laura? This woman I met at the Mandy's. I'd met her before and she's a loyal listener and she tweets us a lot. Comes up to me and she goes, look, she goes, I really, really want to meet and talk to Laura. Do you think that she would talk to me? And I said, without talking to Laura, I go, absolutely. I'll bring her to your table. Yeah. It'll be no problem. I'll hook it up. Yeah. And then I realized, well, Laura's here with her boyfriend.
Right.
I just committed her to like go, and you were so nice. Yeah. You made her night, literally. Thank you so much for doing that. That was like
it was super awesome. She was awesome.
She's like your biggest fan. It was awesome.
She was so sweet. Yeah. So sweet. I loved it.
By the way, we were talking about the me and Cappy on the pedestal, the 360.
The
360. I was able to figure out how to tweet that out. So
how did you do that?
I just figured it out.
It's relatively complex.
The way I did it was
you gotta download it.
Daniel Wynn actually just put it together and then I retweeted it.
You could have just clicked on his video and then just like done the quote tweet, right? Like it would have been the same thing.
I think I did do the quote tweet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is
it's
fantastic.
Not that hard.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I got it from there.
I mean, you're not Cappy. Right. You're not like electronically like
illiterate.
Yes.
But I was able to from somebody who sent it to me this weekend, there was a picture of me. You guys met my designing consultant, Zap.
Zap,
you guys
I did. He, Zap. Yeah. He brought it right? in a couple of times.
Right. Yeah. And then next to him was Casper Villa. You guys know Casper, who had the mask on.
Yeah.
And I was kind of leaning towards Rachel.
Yeah.
And so one of the listeners pulled out the picture of my lean and then had the three trophies next to it.
Oh, nice.
Which is money. Which I could never have done on my own.
Yeah, I could figure it out.
I can get a screenshot.
Now, wait a second. Your arms look pretty swole. Were you curling those trophies? Or
12-ounce curls?
Yeah. George, carrying those trophies.
You look swole today.
Yeah, from the Quiet Canyon over to the hotel.
Yeah.
Got a big workout.
Yeah. By the way, Rachel was outstanding. just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing. And her friend was great. But they were both great. Yeah, you guys are gonna have a lot to talk about. And you have breaking Kyrie news.
I know. Couldn't he have waited 2 hours?
Yeah, I know. Why did he kill the show?
He killed at least one show for you and one for us.
I mean, for the love of God, Kyrie.
Wait till the last minute, Kyrie. Be a diva.
Just do it at night. The funniest part of this. All right. So I'm sure we've seen
because you did this whole show today speculating about Kyrie on TV.
It was the whole show that we did on NBA Today, which was the whole show we were going to do today. So, hold on radio, I want to make sure I have what Shams tweeted. All right, so here it is. Shams tweeted a direct quote from Kyrie, where it says, Kyrie says, quote, normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you all in the fall, A11. And then I'm like, really? Opting into $37 million, that's different? That's like the most normal thing you've ever done.
Right. Well, then that's why I'm actually shocked that how many of us, and you, George, mentioned, you did a whole show on this today, believed that there was a possibility he was going to leave $30 million on the table. But because he's Kyrie and he does a lot of weird stuff, everybody thought he might.
I think there was some wishful thinking there on that, too.
Yeah.
People wanted the chaos of him coming to Los
Angeles.
Yes!
I was starting to believe it all.
So cool.
I said, my take this year is let's get Kyrie at all costs. And my take next summer is how do we get rid of Kyrie?
By the way, Sedano, do you think this means, this news today, because Shams seemed to intimate this, is that he's playing for the Nets in the fall, that's it, story over?
Yeah, that's it. That seems to be it. Like, no one's trading for him. But, I mean, the Lakers were willing to trade for him, but they weren't going to give him Anthony Davis or LeBron.
Right.
So the Nets are like, screw this. We'll just deal with it next year. Kick the can down the road.
So speaking of kicking the can down the road, we are back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, the show that is the biggest pain in the ass, but also has the host of the year. It is Shidano and Cappy next. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Here we go. It is a Mandy's Aftermath Monday.
Oh, there's going to be aftermath, all right.
On a live imaging Monday, special edition. Why are you standing over here? Your mic's over there.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom. Go, Cap Beat!
There was actually words to this. Didn't we have someone write like lyrics to this song?
Yep. For those of you who can't see, he
damn it, I wish I remembered them.
A back and forth, I'm getting ready to step into the hip-hop cypher and bust the rhyme kind of dance move there.
Six
that was
trophies in the house on Friday night at the inaugural 710 Mandy Awards. This is Sedano Cap. Should we start the show? Hit the music, Laura. Hit the music. Here we go, Cap.
Oh, yeah. This is what I came to work for today.
This is performed all night long Friday night.
Bow, bow, bow. 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 Bow, bow, bow.
Cappy!
Yo!
Upset of the year, Buster Douglas!
The award-winning host of the year, Sedano and Cap, your Monday afternoon right now.
Do we have the audio of Mason?
From that night?
Yeah, from when Cappy won. Because I know you mic'd him up, Carlo.
We'll be getting that later.
We're working on it.
We have that exclusively on this show first? Yes, thank you.
Yeah, most likely. We're the last show for the day. Although, no. Lakers talk, yeah. But I don't think he'll be playing this.
Lakers talk? Yo, he wants nothing to do with the Mandy's anymore.
Well, Mandy's Mondays will continue all summer where we post content. Because we're getting the big, huge file of the show.
Right.
We're going to cut it up. You know how to cut it up real small sometimes.
Yeah.
Clinton Yates of Big CY.
What's going on? I just want to welcome all the members of the Handsome Man community who showed up today. That, by the way, Cap, was a freestyled idea that came about simply because so many people asked me about it.
They wanted it. You know what?
Yeah. Now's the time. Yep. It was an obvious moment. Loved bringing it in. As you said, it was a great day, man. That was one of the most fun things I've ever done in this business.
So, George, as I told you last week, you know, you owed me a couple bucks. So you got that money from me or what?
I'll Venmo you, bro.
Thank you. You see the way I put up the Sedano and Cap on the back of that outfit?
I did.
I mean, Clinton,
I mean, it was kind of falling off, you know?
It was falling. You don't know him that much.
Yeah. You made it through the picture portion of the day and the, you know, the pre-show and all that.
Started to fall apart at the end. My seamstress, Judy.
Yeah, she did a good job.
I got to tell her, you know, what happened. But otherwise, Clinton, you seem to be impressed with the custom nature of the red carpet suit that I rocked.
I thought that that was strong. I thought that it was creative as much as anything. You managed to tie in your plugs. You managed to tie in all of the stuff and the people you do and the hat. People, I don't think you understand how good this hat looked in person. I was like, who is that guy? Oh, it's Scott Kaplan. You need to keep that in the rotation. Don't bring that out for special occasions. You can pull that off on any Saturday of the week.
All right. Yeah, I want to do that. Do you ever wear a cool hat like that? Because I always wear baseball caps, but I went way outside of my norm to rock that really cool hat.
Kind of a Heisenberg hat? Is that what the guy's name?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was great. I thought everybody looked really good, which is half the battle in these kind of things. Folks show up, you never know if they're going to, you know, overdo it. Not that there was really any overdoing it because we said black tie to begin with, so that was kind of out. But it was, I mean, it was a really good time. Everybody looked good.
But then there's this guy right here, Chris Morales, the host of the show.
Host with the most.
Who carried this show to the finish line. Because there was a time where I thought Key was falling on you. You held him up.
He was falling on me. Sedano knows drunk Key, too, and you could see it in his eyes that Key had gotten the best of him. And originally, so when we had Family Feud planned, it was in my notes that JB and or Clinton could stay up there with me and kind of finish the show. Well, those notes got pulled away once we cut Family Feud, so then I forgot about that moment, and we were stuck with Key. It wasn't bad, though. He was having fun.
Oh, he was. You made it work. He had a few cocktails.
No, he drank half a bottle of the tequila we had.
I was trying to be a little more...
No, I mean, it's on video. It was a half a bottle.
I don't want to be too negative. You know what I mean? I get accused of being too negative around here.
I will say this, and I
said
this...
And the show gets accused of being too negative.
I will say this, and I said this earlier. I've known Sedano 20 years. I've never seen him happier than he was Friday
I
night.
I was genuinely very, I mean, there's caught on video.
Celebrating your win, celebrating the show's wins. And at the end of the night, he kissed, in my hotel room, he gave me a hug, kiss on the cheek, and said, love you, bro.
I did.
That happened afterwards in your hotel room?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Huh.
With not girlfriend Lisa around.
She was there. She witnessed it.
Yeah.
With the piano in the dark.
How long after the Mandy's ended do you suppose this happened?
Maybe 30 minutes.
30 minutes later.
He walked out. He needed to get
something. I mean, I was, whatever, said bye to people, and then I needed to get him the room key because I changed in one of the rooms.
Can we discuss that, by the way? Because this is actually why I showed up to come here. I heard a lot of the vitriol this morning towards Lindsay and this, that, and the
Let's not get negative, Clinton.
I'm not.
Because the show is too negative. We spent too much time talking about that during crosstalk, according to some people around
this
here.
This is why I wanted to
just for the record, I was asleep.
I want to bring this up. Lindsay was the personal...
But it's okay for them to talk about it for 3 hours.
Lindsay was the personal MVP for your boy at the Mandy's. Had a hotel room, let me dress there, and after the lovely after party, because she left, I stayed there. So I want you all to know out there in the listening community, this is not all back and forth between people at the station. She was a huge actual help to the reason why I was able to feel comfortable moving around. That was very tremendous. Thank you, Lindsay. I just wanted everybody to hear that.
You're welcome. Appreciate you appreciating me.
No doubt.
I appreciate the listeners who gave us the most awards because they clearly understand the show. Not everyone here, including management, actually understand the show. And they don't get what we've built here and what we're building here. Some do, some don't. But we'll let them try to figure out who's who in this equation.
Yeah.
But what we are building here, we're a little bit like, Married with Children, right?
Yes.
We're kind of open with each other. Sometimes mean, sometimes not. But it's to each other. We're a little family here, okay? What I would also say is we're kind of almost like, here, Lindsay's like a wrestling fan, so kind of like the NWO.
Oh, we are 1,000% the NWO.
We were doing wrestling promos.
We were doing wrestling promos. That video after we won like the third award was a wrestling promo for the agent.
We're like the NWO, and that's fine. Not everyone has to like it. Not everyone has to get us. It's all good.
Did the videos get posted?
They posted like the videos of me.
And I had to take one down.
We'll have to edit that out because those should live forever.
Those were great.
They posted the first few of me, and then I noticed that they started dwindling. And I know that they probably got like stacked full of content and stuff. But the first two, like one of them was like me, like WWE style, like Beto, you doubted me. You said I wouldn't win in your face.
I think
that's very funny.
So the next year, being able to figure out the live streaming aspect.
Yes.
Yeah.
The show partly, but also some of that post stuff.
It's sort of like a green room situation.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like you had the pre-show, which you did a great job.
Thank
I heard
you.
From everybody how
Crushed
great it was.
Thank
it was
you.
Great being on there at the end. But having you like do a post like as the show goes on from backstage.
Sure, right. You come off and then you,
like,
you know,
let's
you
do
talk
it to the
about
green
it.
Room.
Exactly.
Right.
No, that would be great. I'm down for that.
Do you guys think there should be live streaming next year of the after party?
So can I say something?
Oh, by the way,
can I say something
probably
about
don't
that?
Want
the after party had one awesome feature. You know exactly where I'm going. The charcuterie?
Yes, I was going to say, shout out to the Bensons. They were MVPs.
Like, they've got a meat plate out here.
Yeah,
lots of meat.
This is big time.
And they kept refilling it and refilling our drinks.
Unbelievable.
Amazing human beings.
A+. Beto was out here doubting the fact that it was ever going to happen simply because he didn't know what the plan was. Sure enough, the plan came through. Everything was excellent. Bravo.
Yeah.
By the way, nobody was dressed better than Sliwa. Nobody.
I think Mace's outfit wins best dress.
Well, Mace's was like, more flamboyant, but I think as far as like sleek, Alan Sliwa looked the sleekest of anyone.
Sliwa was the tux was tough.
And Lady Sleek was beautiful as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, Lady Sleek looked great. You know, yeah.
So. I think that
guys, Kaplan,
Brenda. Brenda or Siobhan, the listener, should win best
Siobhan,
dressed.
Yeah, Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Siobhan and Carlos showed
lovely,
up. They're
nice,
great.
Nice
you love seeing them coming out. So everything about that was
great.
Just,
job, Janice.
I don't know what I thought
Amazing.
This was going to be, but it was 10 times better than anything I've done in a long time. So it doesn't even matter, you know?
I know. I got a text this morning from a guy in New York who's like some radio consultant. And he's like, what did you guys do this weekend out there? Because I think everybody in our industry is looking at that going, wow, we need to get back out there and we need to like touch the people because they want to be touched.
It was so good. And I thought Jorge's production quality.
Incredible.
I mean, what are we talking about here? Like, I've been to award shows that did not go that well.
Same.
And they were done on much
incredible.
Larger scales.
He was
by
incredible.
Much bigger operations. That was A+ on a lot of levels. I keep saying that. That's my letter grade for the Mandy's. A+.
Like I posted over the weekend in my Saturday morning fog, my imagination is quite large when we were kind of thinking up all this stuff. But the way that Jorge, along with Tommy, shouts out to you, Tommy, in our marketing department, brought everything to life. Like, Tommy made sure that the red carpets was the way the awards were designed, the way our graphics look on paper, like literally the things that are at the table, all those things come together. And then Jorge's video was incredible.
Right. But then when you're the host and you're on stage and there's 1,000 people and you're creating an energy and the people
just doing
are
a show, baby.
No, but the people are feeding off of the energy because they love the station. Everybody's kind of in on all of what's going on. And so it was a very communal sort of moment, you know?
The home of Shpuka.
100%. Right.
Let me ask you something, Morales. It felt like at one point maybe, and I can't believe I'm saying this, maybe even you felt like you were talking too much. Would you reprogram it a little bit so that you didn't have to do as much of the heavy lifting from a host standpoint?
The reason we did that, I think Clinton wants to host next year.
No. I'm asking because
co-host.
I feel like...
But he's going to be the post.
I'm not concerned about that. I'm asking because I felt like you were kind of...
Well, the thing that came up over months and months that nobody really knew what I was envisioning, and I didn't at times. So I sort of had to run the offense to kind of make it happen the first time.
Yeah.
What I'd love for next year to be is more people, maybe not... Producer Lindsay and Greg, because that thing kind of
that crater that was whack.
That was the bomb.
Balloon.
Yeah,
but then everybody sort of has a feature.
Well, and when the lights came on, what the hell was that all about?
Well, we were running a little past,
so they were telling us to move it along.
Right, and then luckily Jorge went and turned them back off.
Yeah,
and I was basically screaming at the guy who was trying to do that. Of like, you realize the check we wrote for tonight? Like, let's go ahead and leave them.
Wait
on.
A second, for real? Like somebody was trying to like play us off?
Yeah,
come on, vaudevillian Kane style.
Come on. Somebody was turning on the lights like, yo, show's over. Let's go. Like, get out of here.
You got somebody else coming in that night?
So what I would love to do.
There
is
was like a quinces or a wedding or something on the other
wedding.
Side.
It's
for everybody to have sort of a feature that they produce.
Right. Because I was wondering how much of the show did you get to enjoy?
Oh, I didn't get to.
Because you were running around
and
so much.
A lot. I can't hear. You know, when you're on stage, you can't hear what all that's coming out. So I would love for everybody to kind of have a little bit more involvement. But we'll see.
I think what you should do next year is put a mic on the host's table.
Yes. So we had talked about that.
So we can just kind of chime in.
But we couldn't really figure all the technology out with that. But I think next year, these are the things, guys. We're a year out from Mandy's 2.
Yeah. Love it. Great.
What a positive first segment on the show. We should continue this positivity here on the show so everyone will be so happy around here. Because, you know, some people don't want to be associated with our negativity, according to some people.
You know,
so
you actually get paid more for positivity. Did you know that?
What's that?
You get paid more for positivity.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
No, that's true.
Yeah?
Right.
Says who?
Well, certain people, if they're negative and you say, hey, be a little more positive, and they say, pay me more, and you go, we will.
Beto did that.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking
Didn't
about.
Didn't work out for him.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there you go.
That's a good setup.
All right. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is a Mandy's Aftermath Monday, Live Imaging Monday. Lim, hashtag Lim.
Hashtag Lim is right.
Hashtag Lim.
Turn your mic on.
Thank you. Hashtag Lim.
Well, it's not lit. Now it's Lim.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
There won't be a lit tomorrow, though, right?
No.
No lit?
No, I need a break.
Dude, I was gonna say,
I'll come this in guy's wearing days. Sunglasses in the studio.
My eyes hurt still.
I mean, I've never seen him dressed down like this.
Can you imagine? Me in a hat and a t-shirt?
Yeah. Like, honestly, I don't think
is that a custom-made t-shirt?
It is not.
No.
Well played.
You wouldn't see all these curvatures if it was. Do you want to see me grind?
Dude, no. I loved your grinding. Loved it. I don't know that Keyshawn loved it, and I think Mason may have been offended by it, but I, for one, loved it.
Oh, what Mason was offended?
Offended by what?
By grinding?
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't hear what he said earlier on the show?
Was I on it at that point?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Come on.
He almost knocked over the Starbucks, y'all.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got the Pumas on.
Yeah.
For extra traction on the tennis court.
Should I go next to Clinton now?
No.
Oh, come on.
No!
You got the
God, Keisha, I'm looking away.
You got the rear.
Avert your eyes. That was a behind.
Yeah.
That was a good element of comic relief.
I do have the rear.
In the show, for sure.
Yellow.
Sleep up with the throat, the chair throw onto the stage. It was like a wrestling match.
And we didn't even plan that.
Guys, nice.
What did Keyshawn think of the whole thing? Because I feel like, even though you guys like rehearsed this and everything, I feel like... I feel like he probably didn't participate in that. And there was a lot of stuff going on where he was just like, what the hell?
Well, I think he also just kind of understands anything he does with Chris is just going to happen.
He just follows my lead.
Right, ride shotgun.
But he was very excited.
Yeah, he did great.
Yeah, he enjoyed it.
I got to mention this, Scott. I thought that one of the bigger upsets of the night was the best look category. I mean, you pulled that one out of nowhere.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I was like, are you kidding me? That one is one where I thought to myself.
I actually thought that was the biggest upset of the night.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The power of the community really came through on that one.
Right, because I would have thought Michael was going to win that hands down.
Yeah, and if not Michael, then you with your turtleneck. I just am saying, no offense to Cappy, but I feel like of the four, Cappy is the last person that I thought was going to win that one.
I predicted on June 15th that Cappy would win the host of the year. So I was, I was not surprised by that, but super ecstatic for you and super stoked. But the dressing one, like, no question, I thought it was going to be Michael.
I think that the name of the company, Sunday Swagger.
Yeah,
you know, it's a very
kind
of easy to remember.
Yes, you know, a lot of alliteration. They did a great job with our golf tournament. You know, this last year.
Yeah,
they're going to.
But I just thought because Zubaz, everybody knows Zubaz from back in the day. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Update your.
Although
favorites.
Michael, maybe not as beloved as we once thought.
Well, John would tell you that he's the most beloved. The guy who doesn't show up to anything and won't record promos, says dumb crap on the air.
Aww.
Yeah, that's great.
Chris is like pissed at Michael.
Well, I don't like that he wasn't
I couldn't
there.
Tell.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised that he won funniest host.
I'm not on that because I think
he's funny.
It goes back to when you were on Mason and Ireland, and I used to say this: Michael was the best ever with you because you guys had a nice little rapport. And it was fun.
You had a little chemistry there.
Do you think Michael would have even really enjoyed it though? That's an honest question. Like, is that
if
something
he was
he
there,
stays away?
Fans do love him.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Right, but he can't shake hands with anybody, can he?
No, fist bump.
Right. It was a lot.
Or the bow.
There was a lot.
There was a lot of fist bumps.
He does the bow. He feels like we should all adopt like the Japanese way of
bowing. A lot of pressing of the flesh. A lot of pressing of the flesh.
Yes. There was.
That is a direct quote, by the way, from Michael Thompson. I believe we should adopt the bow.
Adopt the bow.
Yeah, as a greeting.
ATB. Doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
You know that the after party that was so coveted, the entrance to it. You know, Clinton, you were there.
Yeah.
Chris, you were there.
I was.
Lindsay Baseball made an unexpected appearance.
Wow.
I showed up. And
you thank your boy
funny.
For that. Yep. I was like, hey, we're popping through. We're doing it. So that happened. Yeah.
What's funny, I went with Lisa back to their room to
Lisa's
get my trophy.
Chris's girlfriend.
Chris is not girlfriend.
Not girlfriend.
Not.
Okay.
And there were some guys out in the hallway who saw / heard us, and they're like, hey, where's Cap's after party?
Oh, boy.
I didn't know what to do because I was like, you know, this isn't my party to extend an invite to, so I was just like, yeah, we'll meet you guys downstairs in a little bit. Later, like an hour later, they show up in the hotel room at the after party, and they're like, you tried not to tell us where we were. I was like, it wasn't my party to invite you to. I was just being... You know, I was just being
cautious.
A good guest. Yeah, because you never know.
To that point, I do think next year, you're talking about next year ideas, there's something to be said for an official after party.
There must
and
be.
Stocked with 40 pizzas.
This needed to happen for the sake
we needed
of
that.
The friends. That was one thing. But, there is a space absolutely for a real deal post-function.
I made it home to the South Bay in 35 minutes, man. I was like, let's go.
Lickety-split. Yeah.
This thing went on for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, first we crushed a bottle of Tequila Mandala.
Good for you.
You know, there were a lot of shots being had.
Yeah.
This reminds me.
Make sure to swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
So
go
here's
to their
the
website,
thing.
tequilamandala.com.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah.
So at one point, not girlfriend Lisa decided to bring booze from our room, which, again, it's fine. I wanted to contribute.
I know what he's going
to
say.
There was a bottle of Sal, though. You know Sal's my favorite wine.
Yeah.
When she brought it into the room, I went, okay.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Apparently, we then left for a period to fight about something.
And we
came back. I took a short nap. We came back.
And it was gone.
Apparently, one Clinton Yates took the bottle of, not opened it and gave it to everybody, which I would be fine with. Took the bottle of Saldo as a parting gift.
I can explain.
As though Kaplan was handing out like fun bags.
Okay.
Oh, here's
Cap, I didn't get a fun bag.
I can explain.
Party favor.
I was going back to the hotel.
Yes.
I had to walk all the way down the hill. Yeah. I knew that my adrenaline was going to be going a little bit. And I said, I'm going to need something.
Oh.
I couldn't open carry. So I looked around the room. I negotiated with the people there. I said, hey, listen, I don't know whose this is.
Mine.
But what do you think about me walking away with it? And to be fair, I gave the dude who gave me a ride down from your hotel to my. I gave that guy $100
Whoa.
Just for doing it.
Whoa!
I was tired. Have taken you down there.
I was tired and I was ready to go. I was trying to feel generous on that day. I
who
did
was
not
the guy?
Know it was yours.
Some I mean, apparently I was pretty
cart.
Generous too.
Some
I gave him a bottle of wine.
Car. Yeah, yeah. I did not know it was yours.
I saw that whole negotiation go down. Yes. By the way, I saw the whole thing.
I gave it a shot.
Right, because Clinton went to our hosts, and this was Don and Lori Benson.
Yes,
who. They and Clinton's like, whose is this? And Lori's like, I don't know. Does anybody know whose this is? And nobody did. So Clinton's like, do you mind if I like take it with me or what?
Now the ladies know how much I love this wine because that's the wine I gave everybody here for Christmas because okay. It's my favorite wine.
So I should have known what I was getting into when I saw.
When you
the
see
label.
Sal though, you know it's
okay,
mine.
Okay, I got it. Now I know. Lesson learned. But yeah, that was great.
Let me know when you're taking me out for wine.
It was a great bottle of wine. I was like,
isn't it great?
I might have taken a picture of the
it
cover.
It is the little cousin of Prisoner, which is Shidano's favorite wine.
Shidano. Okay. You know that, I'm glad we cleared that up because I didn't know that on the back end.
Wait, so Clinton, did you drink your champagne that you had brought?
Yes. Okay. So that, that was the other
he
thing.
He did at least bring something there.
A bottle
of it was
of
a swap. Clico. It was like a holiday
right,
swap.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I kept that and we poured that around.
It's like white
and
elephant.
And then, you know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then I took the wine.
That was a nice
out.
Bottle of wine or of champagne. Thank and that you. Was beautifully packaged.
Yeah, it had the cool like beach tape recorder thing. It was dope.
The best part about it was Clinton walks in and he goes, hey, I brought this bottle of champagne, not knowing when it would be drank, not knowing who I would give it to. He goes, I don't really know. I just brought it. He goes, and now here we are. We're at the after party. This is the place to have it. Yeah. Pop. There it was.
Kaplan opened that thing up right there, and we got it cracking, man.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, though, I don't feel that bad about not everybody coming to it because it was very, again, spring break energy. A lot of people – that was a loud pop.
That was
a lot,
the champagne.
A lot of people
– I jumped on that one.
One room.
I saw you.
One room. I don't think Mason would have liked that environment, to be quite honest, in terms of the way everybody was moving around because we were all just packed in there on top of each other, slamming
– too much claustrophobia.
Meat down each other's
I didn't feel Whoa. Claustrophobic,
Whoa.
Though.
Hey, now. Hey, man, it was a good meat plate. Yeah. Wow. Don't forget.
I didn't feel like claustrophobic. Did you, Laura? You were there.
No, it was just a lot of people in one room. Oh,
yes, it was. It was, yeah, no yeah. doubt.
It was a good time. Like, yeah. I had to leave early because I had to go to work, but it was a good time.
Yeah, Laura had to work at 3 in the morning. Oh, my God. Yeah,
I still made it.
That was quite an exit.
So much respect.
Thank you.
For real.
Yeah, it went late. But I think next year, yeah, you have the real setup. My voice is going.
Wow. I know how that feels.
You have the real setup after party. That's kind of a mingler yes. thing. And then the private stuff is different.
You know, speaking of taking bottles, at one
wow.
point.
Wow. Mason and Ireland got it. Sorry, Cappy. Yeah, got an ESPN PR tweet about their contract.
Oh, yes. Yeah. See that?
I just saw that now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, he's just looking for stuff.
No, that's good.
Okay,
that's
good.
Cool.
Right,
I'm happy for them.
I was just saying. That's
You're
funny.
Saying beyond just the two tweets from earlier from Mason and Ireland about their extension that now
I did not
ESPN?
See that. I just saw this. It popped up because Beto just quote tweeted it. So I did not see that. That's good.
Ireland's quote in that was actually really funny. So he talks about how they fooled management into giving them more money. Yeah. Pretty hilarious. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Mason was very, just like.
Sappy? Yeah.
Where is the email from Cap? Is that tonight or tomorrow? What about my deal? Where's my ESPN
But you
PR
haven't
tweet?
Inked it yet, have you?
Where's my ESPN? Scott, you need to get an ESPN PR well, tweet, I mean, too.
This is a real deal. Yesterday's price is not today's price situation for
right,
you, Cappy.
Right, right.
Because you've got trophies coming out of your ears at this
That's
point.
That's now host of the year, Scott Kaplan, right. to you.
Award-winning radio
Contact
host.
Your agent,
yes,
you know?
Right. So is that what you, was that what I should do now? Is like I should go back in for like another... Like another, see what else I can squeeze
or you,
now.
Now that you're host of the year,
you right? Just do something
and
really
man
obnoxious.
Of the people.
You just
and
take
the,
you take them with you whenever you have a meeting with somebody. No. Higher up, you're like, oh, sorry, I had to bring this. Yeah. I couldn't.
Right.
Couldn't put it anywhere today.
Had to do some curls right. on the way in.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what you do. Just remind people every once in a while.
Yeah, I like the sound of it though. You know, because I used to hear Kevin Harlan say all the time, "Let's go down to the award-winning Jim Gray," and I never knew what awards Jim
yes.
had won.
Right, but he's award-winning.
Right, and now yeah. I would like to be referred to as the award-winning.
Now, do we get you like the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? The problem is, I thought it was $10,000. I felt like we could have crowdsourced that, but 50 is too much.
Yeah, 50 is a lot
for
it's
you.
A lot. 50 is a lot.
No offense.
No,
it
none
might
taken.
Not be that much for the man of the people, though.
Yeah, but I'm not crowdsourcing $50,000. 10, I could have probably put up some, you could have put up some, and we could have let the crowd do a little bit, but, you know.
I don't know. Based on the way this crowd.
50 is too much.
Let me just say this.
The crowd loves him. He's a fan
favorite.
Only
Monday.
Listen, bro, it's inflation, bro. Inflation, bro.
But George, didn't you, when we jumped up on stage, and they were playing the song.
Bam, ba-da-bam, bee-ba-da-boop. Yeah, go ahead.
didn't you feel the energy of the crowd?
Yeah. Yes.
Like everybody.
Well, we worked the crowd really well, I thought.
You did.
I thought
you really did.
I thought other than you and Key, obviously, we worked the crowd really well.
Well, you couldn't get off stage because you kept winning awards.
Well, there was that too.
Well,
that
helped. I will say I don't remember which award it was where all three of us had the mic and we're doing it. Yeah. That brought up to me.
And even Key, I gave Key the mic.
In my mind, in that moment while we were doing that, that brought every time you guys were up, it brought to me the Mandy's to life because all you guys had that energy and it was great. Travis Lee didn't have that energy.
Oh, really?
Well,
stage.
For other
did
reasons.
You hear that,
though.
Lindsay?
For multiple reasons.
Wait,
though.
Morales, did you like it, though, when I think it was Producer of the Year award that I won? One of the two. But anyway, I was like, I told Sedano, I was like, dude, take it away. So then he was like, well, Lindsay, take it away, Lindsay. And then it, take it, you know, we were doing the take it away, Sedano, like three times. A whole
and that
chain.
Made me feel like we were taking something we do on the show.
We were doing the show.
We were doing the show.
We went on stage to do the show.
Right.
And honestly, you were nice enough, and this is part of what makes you so nice. Is there was, I think it was, I don't remember which award, but you were like, Chris, come over here. Oh, pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Chris,
you're
part
of it.
Yeah, you're part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. We had that really nice picture.
And it took a funny swipe at Mason in Ireland at the end there.
And sometimes, you know, people forget that in those moments.
People forget. Don't.
No, no. No. Chris, do not participate in the negativity today.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Do not participate.
Don't, you know what?
I'm all positive.
The guys told me a great piece of advice today. Don't beef down.
That is true.
Don't beef down.
Don't beef down.
That was
no beefing down.
Don't
I know.
Beef down.
George says it, and I try and live it,
but
I usually
don't.
Yeah, I'm a low road kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, and people say they want to take the high road. I much prefer the low road.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, take the low road. It's fun down here.
No, you can't convince me.
I think it's ironic that the reason this song ever came up
was
we were talking about Entourage.
Yeah, we were talking about Entourage.
And that scene is when they go to the award show.
Exactly.
Yeah, this song got played so many times Friday night.
When Vinny goes for, he does the movie with, who does he do, the famous director, Martin Scorsese.
Yes.
He does a Scorsese film.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was I your E, that I was going to Scorsese all the time and giving him clips of your old movies?
I think
movies?
You're our Vince.
I'm your Vince. Yeah,
I'm the big time.
And he was like the older
the
brother
Vince.
That
wins.
You're Kevin Dillon.
You're Kevin Dillon.
Victory!
You're drama. Yeah. He is definitely drama.
You are drama. You are Johnny Drama.
That's funny.
You are Johnny Drama.
Victory!
I gotta say, one last great touch, by the way, though, was Cash Bar. Like, it kind of kept everything a little bit more under control.
Yeah. We had talked about that.
It sort of felt like one of those things where if this had been some sort of open bar
it
could have fallen off a cliff real fast.
Yeah. Those 10 security guards we hired would have had to go to work.
Yeah. So, no, that was a key element.
Yeah. I saw the main ESPN guy, the security guy.
Yeah, the head of...
That guy was ready to roll.
Is that the guy who's like kind of short?
Glasses?
But he's like, he's super tucked in. Like, his shirt doesn't have any blousing whatsoever.
No, because he's probably got like a 12-pack.
Right. Yeah. Right. And he's shorter, and you look at him, and you're like, that's a guy who I just look at and go, he's like a Navy SEAL Ranger.
With his pinky.
Right. Rip your throat right out. Yeah. I'm not messing with that guy.
So Key had car service back home.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was staying at a hotel.
He didn't. He ended up taking Vance.
Oh, because Vance, right.
Because I think Jen sent Vance in there to keep an eye on things.
How old is Vance?
Jen is Key's wife.
At one point, it did come up on stage. He said, hey, my son's here. Yeah, it was funny.
So we were all like kind of huddled afterwards, and Key's like, Tommy was like, oh, the car's here. Key's like, okay, do we have that golf cart? The security guy, the ESPN security guy, the little guy who's ripped, goes, I got you. We'll get you out of here. Don't worry. I was like, all right.
Yeah, he's in good hands. Yeah, absolutely.
And I texted Key 10 minutes later. Are you good? He goes, in the car. We're done. We're on the way home.
Oh, my God.
Well, he wasn't going to get mobbed by the paparazzi.
Well,
I know there are a lot of people
there. Our listeners aren't that.
Yeah.
You know, they're good.
They were good. That was fun.
All right. Let's keep this rolling. There are some sports things we could talk about. But which I do want to get to.
I really honestly came in
here. Kyrie's screwing us today.
Yeah. Like, I came in here thinking today, like, okay, this Kyrie thing's going to happen. Like, it's just going to.
Yeah.
And now it's not.
Now
going
it's
to.
Not. We'll explain what the hell happened. And then the Dodgers had a cool weekend too. And then the Angels like went WWE on everybody.
Dude, that was
yesterday.
Awesome yesterday.
It was crazy. So there's a lot of stuff to get into.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is Amandy's Aftermath Monday, live imaging Monday on Shitano and Cap.
Award-winning Scott Cappy.
Award-winning six awards on Friday night.
Our little Cappy is Buster Douglas.
Happy 29th birthday, Ariana Grande. Her birthday was yesterday, June 26th. I love Ariana Grande.
Great song right here.
Banger.
Did you know this was Ariana Grande?
Nope. And interesting that you described it as a banger, because I've never heard Alex Toussaint play this in any of his club banger rides on Peloton. Haven't heard that.
Well, they have licensing issues. Maybe they can't license her music.
Perhaps.
Breathing and breathing.
It's also National Ice Cream Cake Day.
Oh, you know what?
Here comes a drop, though.
Oh, crank
go
the song
on, brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at those moves.
Okay, oh, we go to the right. To the right. Back to the left. The champagne's popping. You got the whole party going.
I love to be free on the dance floor. Whether I'm dancing with men, women, I don't care. I just want to be free.
Right. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Mace seemed to have been offended by your grinding on
Keyshawn. I don't think he was offended. I think he was just doing a bit.
Oh, he was.
This is a lot of man coming at you.
Yeah, it is. A lot. A lot.
But I ain't afraid to move it.
Oh, no.
No. Definitely not. I would definitely say that's the case.
So just
but
by
people
the way,
were accusing you of. Betty Goy. Is that
true?
One
person was. Betty Goy. I did do a lot of Betty Goy jokes on stage.
You did, but they were accusing you of having some.
I was over. Yeah. Well, first of all, Betty Goy. The electrolyte mix I've told you about.
You're a big proponent of the electrolyte mix.
Oh, I'm flying. But yeah. I also was real. No, that's chorizo. I know.
You had some of that later. That was the charcuterie part.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Precisely.
I was excited. I've been working on this for 7 months. So for it to come to life.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Key's up there. And here's the thing. I don't get nervous once I'm on stage or doing it.
Yeah.
The nerves were building up. Is everything going to be right? Is all the video going to be right? All this. So for it to be like, we're halfway through and it's like, okay. Now I can drink a little bit on stage. We've hit the glory roll.
Yeah.
And the, never mind. And so.
Yeah, tell me more. Yeah. No. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. Come on, keep going.
It was amazing. So I didn't need any perico. I was just excited with life.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, it was great, man. The vibe in there was tremendous. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. Like, if I hadn't been there, I'd be mad I missed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flat out.
And the people that are on social media now saying, I'm flying in for the Mandy's next year. I will not miss this.
Well, you got to do a bigger venue.
Yeah, for
sure. We're working on it. Hopefully 3 times.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Bigger venue, and I would suggest perhaps also maybe a wrinkle is maybe do a theme. I'm not saying full Met Gala, but like you give people a little something to work with, because the first time around it was like award show, whatever. Maybe there's a little theme next time that allows.
How many
to dress a certain
get
way.
Seated at the Microsoft here next door? Is that like a 7,000 or 8,000?
You're blowing it out.
Yeah, that's a
well. That's probably like 5 years down the road.
Maybe.
Yeah. What about
Mandy's 5?
What about
the Final Frontier?
The other place. The what's it called? The Novo or what is it? What's it? The one.
The Grammy Theater?
No. The Novo, the one that's right here as well. Yeah. How big is that one?
I think that's the Microsoft.
That's
now,
the
right?
Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Are you, I thought you were talking about the one.
No, the little one. There's Microsoft.
There's a small theater?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the one in LA Live.
Yeah. There's a
that used to be the
third theater.
The Nokia Theater.
Right.
No, Nokia used to be Microsoft.
Right.
I'm not talking about Microsoft. I'm talking about the one
the Novo. I like small venues.
I'm so confused. But we're going to do it somewhere.
Really? Very well.
What about what's the one across from SoFi? Is it YouTube?
Yeah.
How big is that one?
Also, you guys got to remember the cost.
Oh,
right.
Forgot about that.
Those are also more expensive.
Oh, I didn't know there was money.
We need more sponsors.
That was involved here. It just was so good.
Clearly we've shown the salespeople we can bring in a house, so they should be able to sell it, no?
Well, yeah, we can only hope. I mean, positivity. Let's keep positive.
Was Justin there?
Right. You know?
He wasn't. He was under the weather.
Oh. Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope he feels better.
I hope so, too.
I saw him here a second ago. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
I also wanted it to be, you guys know I preach about our community, meaning not the Sedano and Cap community, which is great, but where our listeners are and being in the streets. And Montebello, you know.
That's our spot. Yeah.
So I don't want to now go put it at SoFi or put it even, I wouldn't want to put it here.
What about Torrance? According to Sedano.
Downey.
Yeah. What do they got? Getting down and Downey.
What venue? Do they have a venue?
I'm sure they do.
You got something in mind?
Acapulco. You know,
hey, what if we had it at that restaurant with the girls that wore like the, you know, with the tilted
kilt? Oh, the one we
kilt?
Had that award, that show about that everybody was calling
we
in.
We actually did a tilted kilt remote years ago.
No, it wasn't tilted kilt. It was called something else.
You're right.
Yeah, but it was like that.
Yeah.
Down and Downey. Let's do it.
I would love to put it in Downey.
What was the next morning? So the next morning, everybody knows,
I got out of town. You guys,
there was only a few stragglers left. There was me and Rachel.
I don't know if we're stragglers.
Rachel. Well, we were all stragglers
awesome,
together.
I feel like Rachel was getting down a little, that wine.
Oh, dude, she was having a great time.
Yeah,
she was having a blast.
She was great because I wanted to post some pictures to Instagram, you know, like the stories, just so the people, you know, people that weren't able to get there and weren't able to watch it streaming could see what was going on. And I had like a Rachel mention, and she was in on it. Like,
nice.
She said it with me, and it was great. But we had a great time. She took some great pics.
you know, we took like one of those baller pics in that back room with the big gold setup.
Yeah.
She was great. Had a great time.
A lot of women
at
the show, too.
Big time.
There were a ton of women. I was surprised. I was like, okay. You know what I mean? This is a good look. I very much enjoyed that.
Yeah. So the next morning, it's me, Rachel, Chris, Lisa.
Right.
Bergie. And the Bensons, who threw the after party.
I want to just call them the Benson family. It sounds more like we have mob ties.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I just got a text from Mark Cates, who won the Salesman of the Year, Salesperson of the Year award.
Yes. Yeah.
Basically, it felt like the way you were describing it, he won the Salesperson of the Year award because he's really good looking, is basically the way you described it.
I did that bit for our friend Evan Cohen.
Oh,
okay.
I mean, he is good looking. I mean, he's also a great salesperson. He just texted me, on it, partners loved in caps being involved. Mandy's too going to be in high demand. It
looks like he's looking to win Salesperson of the Year for
part two. Back to back.
Part two, as we know in the sequel world.
Go ahead. Yes, part two.
You know, his son was interning.
Brady.
For us,
yeah. Yes. Also a good looking young man.
Yes, he is, and I asked him for a hand, so he came to my room to give me a hand with something, so I give the kid like a $20. I'm like, just take $20. I'm like, just take it, you know? And he's like, no, I can't take this. I'm like, just take the money, man. Just, you're helping me out, you know? And he winds up finding Rachel and going, hey, Scott gave me this $20. I can't take this. And he gave it back to her. Yeah.
Why?
And like, she went, no, it's for you. He goes, no. So she goes like this. She takes it from him. She hands it to the bartender. So she just became the pass-through of the $20. The kid would not take
Biggie
the money.
Eric Herrera, who I met, and he is big.
Yeah.
Biggie.
Yeah.
Says next Mandy should be at Pico Rivera Sports Arena.
That would be awesome as well.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
What's the size here? What's the capacity?
I'd have to look
it
up.
A good size.
It's pretty good size.
It's a good size.
Because, I mean, you realize...
Concerts have been done there.
Yeah, who needs Wango Tango? You got the Mandy's.
Okay.
You know how much bigger this could be if you wanted it to be? I mean, like...
I hear that a lot.
No, you...
Oh, my God.
5,000 to 6,250, depending on the configuration for Pico Rivera Sports.
We could do that. That's what I'm getting at. We could do that.
Right.
2 years away.
Yeah, I think you're two years away from 5,000.
Really?
Let's go
3,000 too much?
Yeah.
Let's go 3,000 first.
Yeah, yeah. Again, this is
too
huge.
Too much?
Extra.
Always extra, bro.
From 1,000 to 3.
Also, you got to understand, too, that like it's not that it could get too big. It's just that the nature of what it is to us changes drastically, depending on how... This was a perfect size, I think, for the first time. Everybody kind of got to see everybody. You got to make sure that you could communicate and integrate. If you get up to 5,000, Kaplan, that's a totally different deal
in
terms of the glad handing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I like that people felt that they could be close to you guys, and you weren't so far away, like in a separate section. You know, imagine if we did this, let's just say, like somewhere like the Greek Theater, let's just say. Everyone's now going to feel separate. Now, we could tier it where you pay more to be in the section next to the talent. Or
yeah, but that's...
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, the point is we're doing a second one. Mandy's 2, 1 year from right
Electric
now.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Love it.
We should do that. We should call it Electric Boogaloo, and that's the theme.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You do like a movie poster kind of thing for it, and the theme goes along with whatever that is. You can sort of tie that in.
All right. Coming up next... see why you're sticking around?
No, I'm going to head out.
Why? Where are you going?
Where's the big CY going?
Nowhere. I was going to go grab a drink and listen to the show.
There you go. Let the man have a cocktail.
I came for an hour. I thought you guys were going to be celebrating your wins and so on and so forth. I'll hang around for a little
bit. Are you going to have a dirty martini? Because I'm addicted to those now.
No,
I had six
on
Saturday.
I almost brought the bottle of Tequila Mandala and just like do what we did on my last morning show and just start having
drinks. Did you like
that?
You brought that back?
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. We got really drunk that night, or that morning.
We did.
It felt like night because it was like...
Congratulations, though, all. Your show did really well. It was fun. No matter what anybody says, it was great to see you guys celebrate.
It's okay. It's all right being the anti-hero sometimes.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, we're back in a couple minutes because Kyrie screwed the Lakers.